Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will be entertained.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
Jeez, talk about adrenaline.
Yeah. Welcome back, Andrew Rudy, everyone.
Andrew Rudy.
Thank you. Woo!
Thank you for joining us yet again.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
The SAG Awards are happening right now.
Yeah.
Yes. But right, the party is at LA Talk Radio.
Right, it definitely is. they didn't get the invite.
They didn't get the invite. I was able to go ahead and vote for a few of the nominations, so I'm going to have to wait and see if some of them got the award indeed.
I really wanted to vote because I'm in SAG this year.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Just
would you like
year?
A drink?
I'm okay.
Let's celebrate. Oh. No?
I'll clink to it though.
Okay.
There you go.
But yeah, so I really wanted to vote, but I didn't watch a lot of the movies. So even with the screeners mailed to me, like,
yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It can be overwhelming for sure.
Next year, it's one of my resolutions to like actually be on top of it. Thank you.
There you go. Clink.
That's funny. But good for you. You don't drink, and I don't really drink either.
Yeah, you know, it's just a personal thing.
Yeah, good, good.
Oh, some good stuff.
Really? Because it looks like you're in pain.
That's how you know it's working.
It brings tears to my eyes.
Well, the view is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful view.
Yes, I love it because normally, I don't know, by now it tends to get a little darker.
I'm so happy the days are slowly starting to get longer again.
Right? That's what it is. Yes. And we're able to enjoy the beautiful view yet again because for the past few months, it's, you know, it's beautiful when it's at night, but it's like I don't
Yeah, around this time it would look like 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Just a little bit ago.
So bizarre. But yeah, seasons are changing and that's right, the polar vortex split. Did you hear about that, Chameleon?
No.
The polar vortex, it split because of warmer winds through the jet stream. So the jet stream keeps it intact.
Whoa.
Yeah, so now by Wednesday, areas like in the Great Lakes, like Michigan, Ohio, Wyoming, etc., they're going to have up to winds of up to 40 degrees below zero.
Wow.
That's cold.
That is some
Can you imagine
stuff.
The livestock?
Yeah.
They're
oh
not
my God,
gonna survive.
Gonna ruin so
they're
many
not
things.
Gonna survive. I say, you know, for those that are hardcore meat eaters, you gotta stock up right now because the prices are gonna go up, you guys.
Oh, that's so true.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yes.
That's horrible.
Oh my gosh, I know. And it's, you know, I feel so much, obviously, for the people, but, you know, the innocent animals that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they don't understand what's going on. They don't know the Weather Channel.
Yeah, I hope there's some relief that's, like, given to them. Like, some people, groups or whatever, can get on that.
Yeah.
The monkeys.
Yeah. Save the monkeys, please. No, but yeah, it's unfortunate. And you know what I mean? Like, my thing is, let's worry about the earth and what's going on here. You know, why do you need to put so much emphasis on colonizing Mars or any other planet. It's like, you know, we want to colonize other areas so we know where to go after we destroy this Earth.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Because what are you going to bring if you couldn't figure out the solutions to the problems here where life began?
Yeah.
It's almost like a curse.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. If you stop looking within, you start looking without. Chinese proverb.
Yeah.
Which is so true.
That is so deep.
You know what? My fortune cookie was spot on, though.
Really?
Yes. It said, quality counts and you have it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's you know, sometimes those things can be spot on.
I honestly kind of believe in fortune cookies.
Yeah?
Like, I feel like it's the same, because I also, like, believe in, like, tarot card readings.
Oh, you
and
do?
And they talk about, like, when, you know, you touch the deck, like, your energy's in it, and mm-hmm. that, like, helps the reading. I feel like it's the same thing with fortune cookies. Like, yeah. I get very serious when I open my fortune
You're
cookie.
Like, moment of
I'm
truth.
Like, oh, like, absorb my energy, and then crack.
I know, huh? And then you just kind of feel like, if you feel it beforehand and then you crack it, you know, it could be something very good.
It's an event.
Yeah.
It is.
Actually, the one, to be honest, mm-hmm. I think you need to read closely onto it, because it says, you know, what did you say in the first half? Like, quality is...
Quality counts.
Quality counts.
And
you
got it.
Could have it, I think it said. So you got to read between the fine print, actually. You know,
that's
they give
funny.
You hope.
They give you. They no. I'm pretty sure it said what I read earlier.
No,
but...
I think so. Yeah. I'm just playing around.
But for those of you that need that may not know who Andrew Rudy is, he is an actor, model, singer, musician, songwriter.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's it.
A model. Did we cover last time about your modeling career?
So my modeling career, I don't think it's very extensive, but so when I was in high school, I was in choir, and I went to Beverly Hills High School, so there is a lot of, like,
ooh, fancy.
There's a lot of, like, famous puns. Alumni. So one famous alumni came to the concert, and I could see while I was singing, she was, like, taking pictures. Like, I felt like it was of me, so I was, like, trying to put my, like, face on. And she talked to me after the show, and she's like, oh, you have, like, a great face. You should try modeling. So I went to, she had a friend at, like, LA Models, and so I went there, and then, like, that whole summer I went, me and my mom were, like, hopping from open call to open call.
Nice.
Nowhere ever really wanted me, but, like, it sparked the desire to do, like, photo shoots.
Mm-hmm.
So then photographers ended up, like, contacting me and wanting to do shoots with me, and so that's how I did pretty every photo shoot I've done. Has been just direct contact with photographers. And I have, like, modeled for a clothing line called, like, Aros, which is, like, cool sweaters, but, like, it's not, like, through any agency, so.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun. It's, so like, direct. It made me realize, like, I really enjoy pretty much every, like, artistic outlet, because it's just, like, you get different ways to express yourself, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Good. And that's awesome that they've directly contacted you.
Yeah, it's real. I'm still friends with, I have a great network of friends that I've made who are these photographers who I've worked with. So that's really, really nice.
That's good. That's always good. And I was going to say, so it's interesting that you point that out, because when I was in high school, I had somewhat of a similar experience.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, into the goth look back then.
Yeah.
And there was this woman. she was carrying a very big camera, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And she was being followed by one school campus police officer,
yeah,
and the principal and the dean, and they were walking around. This was around, like, it was a lunch hour.
Mm-hmm.
And she was pointing at kids, and I was like, oh my gosh, I thought, you know, oh my gosh, those are the kids that are in trouble, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. And then she pointed at me, and I was, like, trying to hide from her. And she pointed, and then there were, like, one of my guy friends was standing in front of me, because I asked him to stand right there. I was like, stand right there. And then he's like, me? And then they said, no, the girl behind you, you know? And turns out she was this French photographer.
Hmm.
And she actually came to my house, and she took photos of me in my natural state, you know, like reading and just being very not posy.
Candid.
Yeah. And so my photos, turns out that she was going to have them up on this museum, and it had to do with students from LA. Just ones that she, several schools she visited and the ones that she picked.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I wish I knew where those photos were exactly, like what museum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
I did a little modeling too, actually.
Wow, look at us.
I know, a bunch of models.
Look at us.
No, I actually, I did one of those, you know, when they need like a free portfolio for the students.
Yeah.
And I volunteered for things like that and broke their cameras.
Oh,
I was just so photogenic. It's just like one shot was enough.
Yeah, it was just a gleam of light.
Yeah, yeah, a gleam of light that just from my teeth.
But yesterday, I had a pretty easygoing day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a nice little Saturday, sunny day. And I went to, I was at the CVS, right?
Okay.
So I go there and I buy just one item. It's printing paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And I'm going to pay with cash. So, you know, the lady tells me, okay, it's six something. I give her $7.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you guys, but this has to do with cheesy jokes. So she was a very nice lady, because when I was in line, there was someone that was taking forever because they were returning something. And the cashier lady's like, you bought two. The guy's like, I did? Yes, two. Oh, I don't know. Well, it says two. And it was like that back and forth. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. So then she kindly, you know, I feel like she sensed my agony. And she was being very, very kind. And then she, when it came time for me to pay, she said, talk about giving paper its due. Yeah, it was like that. Talk about giving paper its due.
What does that mean?
I know.
That's
I guess... the thing, because I'm my mind was able to connect the dots because it's paper, and then I'm paying with paper.
Oh.
That is due? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not
I was thinking
funny.
Of like an actual essay that's due, paper essay.
I
due.
Thought this was going like somewhere with like the receipt. The receipts are so long, and that's a lot of paper.
Oh, yeah, and it was at CVS.
Yeah.
But no, It was just bizarre. I don't know. Do you ever have those? But she was being so nice, and I gave her my awkward laugh, like.
Yeah.
And then I look at this. Oh, look at this lip balm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the laugh and like look away.
Yeah.
It's cute.
You should just get one of those lipsticks and draw like a big old smiley face, yourself, like, and just look serious. With the smiley face.
Well,
like, oh my God, that's so funny.
Well, that day, Chameleon here, he sent me to return a hammer at Home Depot.
This is not interesting.
This is actually pretty funny, because he's like, go and return this hammer for me. And I'm like, okay. And then he says, and if they ask you why you're returning it, just tell them it didn't work on my ex-husband. Which was funny, and I'm cracking up. So I walk in there, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna tell this joke, you know.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
Yes. And then she's like, do you have the receipt? I'm like, yes, it's in the back. Okay, here you go. Cash or credit? Cash. Okay, thanks. How
Aren't
do I get out of
ask
here?
Me
I know.
What's wrong with it?
Yeah.
I
like,
know.
You should have said something.
Well, yeah.
That's funny.
So I just asked her, like, how do I get out? Do I exit through? Okay, thanks. You know, and I
was like, she'll never know.
She'll never
the
know.
The opportunity she could have had.
But that was a pretty funny excuse.
It just comes out, you know?
Yeah.
When people try too hard and think too much on the jokes, I think where it kind of gets lost. And sometimes I get lost on certain jokes when it's like, it's too technical or something, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, where it's
or
like, I have
specific.
To think too much on it. I'm
yeah.
like, oh, I get it. Oh, you know, and then after, yeah. I just feel weird. So it's better if it's just simple and just go with it, you know?
Yeah, but how was your weekend? Your Saturday?
Yeah, my Saturday was really, really fun. It was a very easygoing Saturday. Mm-hmm. I hung out with one of my best friends. Her name's Samantha DeMello.
Shout out.
Shout out to Sammy.
That's the cup. Back to me. Sorry.
Oh.
What the? It doesn't look good.
Okay.
The cup's triggered.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hung out with my friend Sammy DeMello, and we were just taking pictures. You know, like, it was one of those days you kind of just go around town, find cool picturesque places, and we were taking pictures, and then we were like binging some episodes of 90210, like the old show.
Oh, really?
Just making
crazy
fun of it. And so yeah, it was really nice.
Just
nice.
Making fun of it.
Yeah, yeah. Making fun of it. Yeah,
that's how I watch. If you're like, if you don't like being with those people that talk through like every show, then I would be terrible to hang out with, because I just love like adding my commentaries to it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. I actually made fun of it while it was out, you know, during that time. I was like, man, this show is lame.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's funny.
But I know you've been watching The Punisher on Netflix.
Ooh, yeah. You ever see that?
No, I haven't.
If you watch the first season, it's really good. The second one is good, except there's this actress, and it's like she plays a kid in the season or a few episodes. I haven't gotten too far, but she's horrible.
Oh,
she is
no.
a horrible actress. Like,
I hope
it's
she's
just
not
like
watching.
Well, step it up then, because it's not very good. Because no. It's like she's trying to play like a badass chick or something. Like, you know, I don't need to listen to you.
Yeah.
Come on. And then she's just kind of like all trying to be tough with it, but it's just not working. You know, some people it works.
Yeah.
And it's nothing about how she looks. It's just the way she's acting into it. It's just not very good. But then you got, I forget his name, but the main actor.
John Bernthal, I think.
Bernthal? Okay.
He was in The Walking Dead. He played.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, he's very good. He's
very good.
Very good actor. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
A lot of action, a lot of, you know,
yeah.
some blood and shooting and all that good stuff.
That's how I feel like I would be, like that actress, like, who comes across, like gets cast as like a very badass like character and just cannot do it. Because I've been there, like I've done it.
Yeah.
Like the beginning,
you'll be surprised.
I was like cast because like I'm very big. Like I was cast as a bully a lot.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah.
And you're so not like that.
No. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm really like a teddy bear. Like, and these people like expect me to be like so harsh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no. So I feel my heart goes out for her.
Okay.
You know her pain.
Well, that's cool. That's nice.
I get her.
But I, you know, one of the fantastic documentaries, the newest ones, Fire, the festival that never, the party that never happened.
Yeah. I remember when that was happening.
You know what? We watched it. Have you seen it yet?
No,
it's really, really good.
Yeah.
So good. I recommend it. And in the beginning, you know, Billy McFarlane, he's the guy that orchestrated everything and failed at everything.
I don't think in relation to Seth MacFarlane either.
So, okay.
Even though they kind of look alike, but they're not really.
There's no redeeming factor for him.
I don't
him.
Think so, yeah.
He can't pull that card
I
out.
I tried looking it up and there's like nothing with
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's so odd. They have the same last name and they look alike.
Do they?
Yes.
Wow.
So it's like maybe
no
it's in the contract where you will not say that you are related to me ever.
Yeah.
It's in blood.
It's like they're actually brothers.
Yeah.
Like, no, and I don't know
they,
you
like,
now.
Cut their finger and you made that
back. Yeah.
I know. That's crazy.
But no, but it's really good. And in the beginning, he says in front of these models, because they had to, you know, fly talent over there. He said to them, and this is on camera, we need to sell this to the average loser.
Oh my God.
The average citizen, he says.
Oh my God.
That's what he considered, you know, all these millennials that, you know, obviously they weren't all rich, spoiled kids. They weren't. There were people there that had to save up, and that, you know, they just drained their savings account.
Oh.
And for nothing, really. And so it's just unbelievable. You know, this guy knew what he was doing from the beginning, I feel like.
What a jerk.
Yeah, that was
definitely. But his other festivals have been very successful. It's just this last one that he built too much praise, too much hype, and it wasn't in time because it's in an island.
It takes about 2 years. And he was trying to do this in like 3 months.
No, never works out.
And he was calling sponsors from Coachella to tell them to pull out of Coachella and sponsor his deal.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of money was invested. I don't know where he got the money from, investors, I assume, but everyone...
They're not very smart. Those questions are answered in the documentary, but we don't want to be, you know, spoil it for you.
Spoilers.
It's really
check
good.
It out.
Check I will.
Out. Yes. But I don't know if you heard about that. Well, it was everywhere. The kid wearing that MAGA hat.
Oh, yeah. With the like confrontation picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that Chameleon doesn't know. He was under a rock.
I watched the video.
You watched the video? Okay, so there was this kid, right?
Enlighten me.
Wearing the Make America Great Again hat, red hat.
On front of a group of kids wearing this the hat,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, everyone, all the kids. And they were, apparently, they were at this specific location first. And then an indigenous group came. And they were, you know, doing their chanting because it was like a protest. And they... You know, I saw the headlines and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, kid mocks this elder. And But then I saw the video and he did nothing, though.
Honestly, the kid who was the closest to the camera, he was just like standing looking kind of like a prick. But all the kids behind him, they were the ones that were like mocking.
Yeah, it was them.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But everyone focused on this kid because it was like a stare down. And honestly, you know, I remember being a teenager and I just took it as he feels awkward.
Yeah, honestly, I think he was probably like threatened and
didn't
know what to do. Or felt threatened. Like there was nothing threatening in the video, but I think he probably was not a fan of confrontation.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Just froze.
And he's a kid, and then it's like, what do I do, you know?
Yeah.
And I just took it as this kid looked so legitimately uncomfortable, awkward.
Yeah.
Like he was like.
But at the same time, he's wearing the hat that's like from the indigenous group's point of view, it's like super insulting.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're not a fan of confrontation and you just freeze in front of these people, you know, trying to express themselves.
That's a good point. Well, like you're wearing the hat, you're supposed to be like confrontation because that's what Trump is all about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're not. You're going to get scared?
Exactly. I think you make a very, very good point, Andrew, because there was an issue that happened a little over a year ago or going on to 2 years now where someone yelled, "This is a white country."
Oh, my God.
And this was supposed to be a family, quote unquote, setting.
Mm.
And I said... towards the end, you know, first of all, I was in shock. You know, I couldn't believe it's like, well, you know that there is someone of an ethnic race in the room. You know, it's so stupid. But I said towards the end, I said, watch that racism, kid. And he just didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes to show you just how like people do freeze. You're absolutely right. You know, like when you finally have that person that you're supposedly against or whatever because of some stereotype stare you down in the face and speak to you like a human being, it's like they don't know what to do.
And
you know it, you're
cowards.
Right, it begs the question. Are you sure you're on the right side of the fence there?
A lot of people who, you know, rep that, you know, side and those hats and that point of view don't, I find that a lot of them don't really have the facts all aligned. So, like, as soon as there is any sort of confrontation with the opposite side, I feel like they're just hearing everything for the first time.
Yes, so you're right.
They don't know how to respond.
Yeah, you're That's absolutely true. Right. You're right about that. But I don't agree that he should be expelled. I don't agree with that.
Oh, they're expelling him?
Oh.
I honestly didn't, because it's like, okay, it's not like he punched this, you know, elder. I mean...
Yeah. I was expecting to see that watching the video and seeing the headlines. I was expecting to see him do something explosive.
Yeah.
But he just stood there. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's a really fine line.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the ones behind him should be expelled more because they were the ones actually like.
Yeah. Like you said, shouting. it was the other kids. And I agree with you on that one. But very valid points here.
Well. Before we get into any of that, oh, man.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Here it comes, my friends. So, okay, did you know, you know that February 2nd, I believe, You got the football
February
thing.
3rd.
Oh,
is
sports.
It February 3rd?
Sports.
I'm not big on sports, but I know
but
it's going to get messy.
He always brings up sports.
I am like so not in sports in the world. The only time I become a sports person is when it's the World Cup.
Oh, the World Cup.
Well, check this out. For three rooms, $99. You get three rooms, $99, to clean your carpets. I think that's a really great deal.
Wow.
And all you got to do, everybody, is go to aptotalcleaning@gmail.com. In the subject, you put SKS, and you get over 50% off. I think that's a great deal. And
damn.
Shoot, get all your carpets clean before the big game starts so you can look
and
very
after.
Impressive.
Or after.
Yeah, after. For
do
sure.
it after, too. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Definitely. It can get very messy with the people drinking sodas.
Well, yeah, even without sports, I'm an avid TV watcher, so
oh,
it
yeah?
gets messy anyways.
There you go. So let's get into a little bit of your song and
yes.
Talk a little bit about your new song. It's called Master Life in Technicolor.
Oh, that's the file name. It's Life in Technicolor.
Life in Technicolor. Okay.
Yes. That's the mastered file.
Gotcha. Sorry. Okay. All right.
No, I
Life
should have changed.
Technicolor.
I'm so bad with file names. But yeah, it's called Life in Technicolor, and it has a really cute story behind it because basically in high school, so it's featuring my friend and artist, Cyan, and we both went to high school together. And we would it was like an inside joke all the time that whenever we talked about anything having to do with us making a song or a band, we would call it Life in Technicolor because it just sounds very cool. And so we both have been, you know, doing our own things and growing up and experiencing life. And it just like it keeps on coming back to me like that name. And I'm like, I want to do something about it now that, you know, I'm writing my own music and releasing it. And I really wanted her to be a part of it, too, because she's like a co-founder of the name. So I wrote the song. It's all about basically it's about my experience of like when you're trying like to live your life and, you know, be optimistic and have your dreams and you share it with people. Sometimes people that have like a little bit like soured experience on it try to bring you down because they, you know, are down about it and like desaturate your point of view. Mm-hmm. So the song is about like living your life in Technicolor and essentially like viewing the world in all the bright colors that you initially started seeing it in, you know, with kind of like that whole optimism and dreaming mentality and wanting to go for things and not feeling limited and to just block out the people that are trying to bring you down.
Yeah.
So
I feel like that goes around a lot, you know.
Yeah.
People try to put you down and
misery loves company.
Yeah. And I was just talking with my friend about that. They were talking about an experience. They were talking to someone's parents who, you know, was like a failed actor, you know, tried going down that path. Uh-huh. And, you know, she expressed how she wanted to pursue that path.
Mm-hmm.
And the parent was totally like, oh no, you just like put that dream away. Like, let it just stay as a dream. You know, like do something like business or accounting.
So the parent had failed.
Yeah, the parent was the one that failed. And so that's kind of, that really, really captures the essence of the song because there's a line that, you know, goes, I'm so sorry, your life isn't shown in Technicolor. Which, you know, it's like, I'm sorry that, you know, you're living your life desaturated, but as long as I'm, you know, doing what I'm doing and not harming you or anything, just stay in your own path.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And got to stay focused, which can be difficult because, like you said, you know, sometimes people try to distract you.
Flinging stuff against the window?
But I think, you know, last time you were here, you had a great song and it had to do with following the dream.
Yeah, very similar. That was Where the Lions Roam,
exactly.
Which was my collaboration with Kidster. And that was more more being kind of very in your face and defensive about that kind of thing. But the same essence. I write about that a lot because obviously my songs come from my own experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being in Los Angeles, there's a lot of dreamers and also a lot of people that don't want you to dream.
A lot of haters, too.
Yeah, a lot of haters.
Haters!
And so it's, you know, pretty much about just building that shell. And so while Where the Lions Roam is very like, ooh, like, I'm a badass. Like, don't get in my way. Life in Technicolor is like, I'm just let me be me, mm-hmm. you know, and have fun. And it's supposed to be a very fun, upbeat song about, you know, just living your life with all the colors that are in it.
Very pop.
Yeah.
Very pop.
Yes, very
no,
pop.
No, I like that, though, where the lines roam.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, hey, I'm going to beat your ass right now.
Yeah.
And then the second one is just accept me. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's all be cool. We're friends
let's make,
here.
Be friends here.
Different ways to approach yes. situations. So
I love it.
Anyone who's going through it can just take their pick of my songs.
Right.
Which matches their
which
approach.
Which well, is your mood.
Yeah.
Real quick, is this off of, this is all just solo singles, right? Or do you have
yes.
an album that you're going to eventually put out, or is it jumping ahead?
I write a lot of music and a lot of songs, and there are like actually albums that I write where okay. I want all the songs to be together, like because it's all one theme and mm-hmm. everything. But right now I'm more focused on releasing singles.
There you
and,
go.
But an album is definitely on my
on
mind.
On your list.
Definitely want to do that sometime in the future.
Beautiful.
But right now it's singles.
Yeah, singles nice. Are the way to go. That's why we're single. No, I'm just kidding. You know, that's why I'm single.
Single.
No, I'm just kidding. We're all single. No, I'm just kidding. Well, you're going to hear it first here on The Strange Chameleon Show, Life in Technicolor.
Woo!
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rudy.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate
so
it.
So much. I hope you guys love
that
it.
That was an awesome song.
Can no, really just relate to it.
No, here we go. Here we go. For real.
Controlling Technicolor. So sorry your life is in trolling Technicolor. La, 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 la.
Technicolor.
actor.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
Cool. It's fun. It's fun to groove.
It's supposed to be very fun.
Were you guys on
upbeat.
Ecstasy by any chance?
No? Yes. No? Yes, we were. That was one of the many drugs we took.
Okay. I can tell.
So who was that on the...
That was Cyan, my best friend. That's her artist name. I don't know if I'm allowed to say her real name.
Okay.
But it might be a Hannah Montana situation.
Oh, no.
But yeah, she's amazing. She studies voice in school, and I study music and music production and business. And I really, this was my first self-produced song, so it was all me.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, I'm just really, really flattered. She has been working towards doing music and starting a music career herself. And I'm very flattered that she decided to lend her voice to this song.
Yeah, well, she sounds great, by the way.
She does. Yeah. I am such a stan of hers. I'm a stan for Cyan.
I was even more impressed. I mean, if this was actually you, I would have been more impressed. You know, I'd be like, wow, those are some high notes.
I'm not allowed to say her real name because it's me.
But that's good.
See, that's why there's so much secrecy.
Yes, exactly.
No, but that's awesome that you were able to go ahead and, you know, you had a vision, you had it played in your head, and then you went ahead and did it. And
that's the way it goes.
It feels very freeing to produce something and have complete control over something. Because I loved working with all the producers I worked with, but there would definitely be things that, like, I was way too embarrassed to, like, say, like, oh, you know what would be, like, really cool? Like, if I was using this song as an example, like, how about we, like, have, like, girls go, like, yeah, uh-huh, like, having fun in Technicolor in the background. Like, I would have just not recommended that because I'm like, well, they're going to stop working with me if I say things. Like, because it sounds better in my head than it does, you know, vocalizing it.
Yeah, so. And one of the good things is that, you know, it's your product and you get to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And truth is, you know, sometimes producers may not think this is okay or that. But, I mean, at the end, music is from the heart. And whatever is in your heart, it should, you know, manifest in that way.
Yeah.
And people would love this because it's like a dance song. And like you said, it's very fun. And, it's very also, you know, there are no curse words, so it's very PG as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see, you know, Nickelodeon show maybe, you know, picking this up and playing it.
Yeah,
definitely licensed.
Yeah.
Licensed.
Yeah, you know, I definitely really, well, I try to write very authentically and, like, curse words don't really, like, I was talking to someone about this the other day because they were asking me about, like, what's your take on profanity and music, and I think it's fine, you know, as long as it's authentic.
Yeah.
And
hell yeah.
Yeah. But for me, I just don't. It doesn't come to me in the writing process. Like, I'd have to try harder to put in, you know, profanity in it, which goes back to like me being relating to that girl, like trying to be a badass.
Oh yeah.
Because like it's just it's not authentic, and it would come across as that, and so.
Like, F you.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
I will give you flowers.
Yeah.
To be honest, actually, Will Smith is against cursing. That's why none of his albums he curses. He feels it's not necessary to really curse to make a point or to even put lyrics into that.
Yeah.
You can make the same song, you know, without curse words and just make it clean. So,
definitely. And I wouldn't ever say, you know, I'm against it because I listen to a lot of music with profanity in it. And, you know, sometimes it really amps you up and you're like, yeah, because you relate. It's the relating that's really important.
Yeah.
And I relate to someone when they're authentic.
Right.
And to me, it just doesn't come across authentic to like write that in that way. But I'm happy that people can, the more people, the better, who can relate to it.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, it's what makes you you.
Yeah.
And, more, you know, there could also be other avenues, like I said, you know, maybe a kid show picking it up for, because they do that sometimes. They'll pick something up for like a scene or an episode that they see fit, and it's like, oh, this would be perfect, and you're making a lot of money.
I mean, as a kid and even still, like, I was obsessed with like Disney Channel and Nickelodeon.
That's
so
right, you mentioned that.
Yeah,
the last time you were here, I remember that.
So if
the,
like,
Mickey Mouse Club,
if
yeah.
they want, yes, I am a member. My ears are invisible. But if that was definitely like, it will always be like something in my heart, like I'll forever like regret never being like a Disney Channel star or Nickelodeon star.
Yeah,
that was the dream when I was little. But like, yeah, I would so be okay with them playing my music. Like, I don't.
You can have it.
You hear that, Nickelodeon? Come on now.
Hear that, Disney Channel?
Call them up.
Disney Channel is only a few miles away from here.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to them next. I'm just gonna knock on the door.
But right now we have a fun.
Yeah,
game.
Do you have some time to hang out with us?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to play a new game. We've played it a few times. And last time, I believe, we did Ventilator with you. But this time, we're going to try a little something different. It's called... What's it called, everybody? All right. That's right. The Chameleon Kazoo Karaoke.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
The KKK.
Oh, God.
Well, we all know how this works. We should by now. Basically, I got a kazoo. Mm-hmm. I found it just in the dumpster, right? And down the street. And a homeless guy shared it. You know, he was like, "Hey, I got a kazoo."
How generous!
I was like, "You know what? I could use this." And I'm gonna play a song, and it's a pop related, so it's in your field, and you just tell me what kind of song it is, and if you get it right. We play a little tambourine, all right?
Ooh, loves tambourine.
And if you get it wrong,
ooh,
it's the scary thunder song.
So ominous.
Sound.
So ominous.
All right. Are you in control of this?
Yes, I'm
you
in got control.
Okay, all right. Strange is in control. I'm going to play the song. Oh, right. I have 200 songs. Do you have some time?
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all of them.
Okay, they're really quick.
Director's cut.
All right.
The director's cut.
Here we go. Me, 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 me.
I don't know the name of it, but I know the song, like, da, da, all night, that one?
I don't know. I got it. I need a title, or at least the artist.
Is it called All Night?
No.
Oh, no.
Do you know the artist?
Play it again. One more time.
Yeah, let's get it again. I'm living for the vibrato. First of all, I just want to say, I don't know who the artist is.
All right, shake that. Shake it.
No.
Michael Jackson, rock with you.
Oh, my God. Wow. So I just lost all my followers.
All right, maybe the second one. Maybe the second one. All
oh, my
right.
God. If I didn't get Michael Jackson, this is not a good start.
The future looks gloom.
Here we go.
Okay. Is that Usher? No. Oh no, it's only one guess. Okay. I got it wrong.
No, do you have another guess?
I know the words to all of these. This is so unfair.
Famous person.
Chris.
We were just talking about Mickey Mouse Club. There's a hint.
Justin Timberlake.
Yay!
Oh, okay. You got it.
Yay! I can say I got 1 point.
Mirrors. But you got the artist. If you get the artist or the song, it works.
Okay.
But I was kind of going for the song, but it's okay.
But it's okay.
Oh, the song is also called Justin Timberlake.
Oh, okay, okay. No. All right,
last
you're going to know
one.
This one. Ah, even forgot how it goes.
Come on. This is one of his favorite.
I know.
Ooh.
All right, here we go.
It's a female.
Ooh. So serious.
You can do this. Aww.
Oh, I know it.
That is so.
I couldn't remember it.
You
don't know.
You couldn't remember it?
I don't know. I don't like her. All right.
Oh, I love this
How
song.
How dare you?
All right, do you know that?
Yeah,
so clearly
do.
It's Whitney Houston. it's Britney Spears' is Toxic. Yes. That's an anthem.
Sorry, I had to give that one too. I gave
thank
that
you.
One.
That was
a
blessing.
Generous offer.
Anytime I listen to that song, it's a blessing. My day is made better.
All right, last one.
Leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney alone.
Yeah, really, leave her alone. No, I'm just kidding. All right, here we go.
Okay, another one, another one.
All right, that was a lot.
It's a lot to take in.
It's a lot to take in.
Would you like a hint? Would
yes.
you like a lifeline?
Oh, please.
Okay. He is one of the judges on The Voice.
Oh. Adam Levine.
But?
The song?
The band name?
Oh, Maroon 5.
Yes. Do you know the song?
No, I don't. Okay. Oh, yes, I
she
do.
She Will Be Loved.
Yes, I do. The Kazoo remix got
yeah.
me.
Yeah, yeah.
It gets everybody.
It gets
Don't
everyone.
Worry. Yes.
Awesome. Well, that is our song. That's our game. Chameleon Kazoo Karaoke.
Okay, now for the live jam, the freestyle.
Oh, let me get a banana.
Grab a fruit. There you go. I have this Italian bread slice.
It's beautiful. Reminds me of Subway. Kind of looks like the bread that they serve.
I know, huh?
The plastic finish.
The plastic finish. Well, that guy Jerry.
Oh, God.
Jerry.
Yeah. Jerry's with a man named Harry.
I'm sure he's with many.
Yeah.
Paying his crimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Picking berries.
Yeah.
The guy named Harry.
All right.
Hey, that's my line.
Ooh, someone owes someone a soda.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for listening to the. Thank you for listening to the thank you for listening to the strange chameleon show strange chameleon show
with
Andrew.
iTunes, right?
We're working on iTunes, but it will be soon.
Okay. Keep the flow.
Spotify.
There you go. Spotify. Listen live on Spotify. Ooh, yeah. It's the strange.
Leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney alone. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for listening to The Strange Chameleon Show. Andrew Rudy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
It was so much fun.
It was a blast.
Yes, it was. Go ahead. Where can people follow you?
Andrew_Rudy on Instagram and Twitter, and then Andrew Rudy Official on Facebook. And then Andrew Rudy, you know, on Spotify and everywhere else.
And everywhere else. Awesome.
You get a prize for contributing to our show. To our game.
I have to use this on my next song now. Yes. Obviously.
You do.
Yes. Yes. Please do.
Yes.
Well, thank you all for listening. We're a little early. Yeah.
We're
yeah.
Right on time.
Let's give it. Yeah. Well, thank you all for listening to The Strange Chameleon Show. And remember, if you want to get your song on The Strange Chameleon Show, jam on!
Have a strange night. Have strange dreams.
That didn't rhyme. That didn't rhyme. It's all right, though.
It didn't.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, all right?